Back here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, Joe Putnam along with you. And yes, the game delayed, but we will get underway here. The field's been repaired, the lines are put down, and the umpires are out at home plate awaiting the exchange of lineup cards. And our umpires tonight will be Bobby Riccardi behind the plate, Mark Rowan at first base, and Ben DiCostanzo at third. And once again, the lineups for both teams. For the Spikes, Sebastian Castro leads off, plays center field. Austin Rocaforte bats second, plays right field. Parker Cadu batting third is at second base. Carmine Lane is batting fourth, the DH tonight. Austin Ball will bat fifth and play first base. Grant Norris bats sixth. He'll be the third baseman this evening. Caleb Hill batting seventh is in left field, with T.J. Pound batting eighth and playing shortstop. And Manny Jackson will bat ninth and catch, with a right-hander Nick Cohenstein on the mound. And Nick has some family in town. Parker, by the way, does as well. Definitely heard from the Hohensteins. Of course, Nick, a New Jersey native, and here in the state capital of New Jersey, a lot of Jersey representation here for not only the Thunder, but also the Spikes, who are coming back to their home state. Meanwhile, for those homestanding Thunder, the starting lineup looks like this. Ryan Vogel leads on, plays center field. Chase Englehart bats second, plays second base. Jack O'Reilly will bat third and play left field. Andy Blake is the shortstop, batting fourth. Hunter Dereau will bat fifth, play first base. Pete DeRocher batting sixth is in right field. Jake Simons is the DH, batting seventh. Chris Reeder will bat eighth. He is the catcher. And Ian Battapaglia bats ninth and plays third base, with the left-hander Craig Scherer on the mound. Thunder will go with the sleeveless pinstripe jerseys today, with the blue undershirts. Manager Adonis Smith wearing one of those. But it is white pinstripe jerseys and white pinstripe pants for the players. And for the Spikes, it'll be the red jerseys tonight. And those, of course, are the jerseys that feature the Josiah Vieira Memorial patch on the right sleeve. State College across the front in light gold. Numerals on the back in light gold as well. Gray pants with the blue stripe running down the side. Both teams in blue caps. The Spikes with the deer head in front, and the Thunder with the primary Trenton logo on the front. And as handshakes abound, we are just about set to get underway in the finale of a three-game series between the Spikes and the Thunder. State College started their 2024 season here in Trenton all the way back on June the 4th, and now they will start the final week of the 2024 season with the finale of this three-game set in Trenton, before the three games against the Williamsport Crosscutters that feature the home finale at Medler Field at Loprano Park Tuesday night at 6:35 p.m. Fireworks after the game, a special appearance from Ace Baldwin Jr., and Dollar Dog Night, with the first 2,000 hot dogs just a buck a piece, and Dollar Dog t-shirts for the first 500 fans, presented by McClure Company. Plus, it's a Walking Taco Tuesday, presented by Bigfoot Country Legends, and a Fan Appreciation Night with one last Kids Run the Bases after the game, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Tickets for that game Tuesday night, 6:35, available now at statecollegespikes.com. And, of course, the Spikes ticket office will be closed tomorrow for Labor Day, so you'll want to head online to get your tickets tomorrow as well. The ticket office will reopen in person and by phone at 814-272-1711 on Tuesday at 9 a.m. and be open all the way to the end of that home finale. Spikes and the Thunder, finale of the three-game set. The America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch is next on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, OneStop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to DisruptUPSU.com. DisruptUPSU.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, and we are just about set to get underway as the Spikes and the Trenton Thunder finish off the Thunder's 2024 home schedule. Of course, the Spikes home finale will be Tuesday night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, 6:35 game time. Fireworks after the game, a special appearance by Ace Baldwin Jr., Dollar Dog Night. For the first 2,000 hot dogs a buck apiece, first 500 fans get the Dollar Dog t-shirt. Presented by McClure Company, and one last kids run the bases after the game as well. And it's a 6:35 game as the Spikes take on the Williams Fork Crosscutters, finish the summertime strong in Happy Valley. Craig Scherer gets the ball for the Thunder this evening. And Scherer this season has been a linchpin of the second half starting rotation for Trenton. Spikes assistant general manager Dan Petrozzolo in the house along with his family here. Of course, Dan, a Jersey native. He is also, by the way, a West Virginia University graduate. He was kind of pulling for the Mountaineers, but he's been at Penn State. And I'll tell you this, there is nobody better across campus. And I think time and time again, more people said they've enjoyed working with Dan Petrozzolo more than anybody else. And certainly one of the best we've got in Happy Valley. Great to have him in the house tonight, even despite the Mountaineers' loss to the Nittany Lions last night, 34-12, or I guess yesterday, although it did extend on into the evening with the weather delay. Speaking of Craig Scherer, though, 3-4 record, a 4.24 ERA, 15 appearances, 12 starts. He has pitched 46 and two-thirds total innings, allowing 30 runs, 22 earned on 45 hits, 41 strikeouts to 33 walks, six-hit batsman. Scherer, pitching both halves of the 2024 season for the Thunder, has faced the spikes on two occasions, both of them in the first half. In fact, he pitched the finale of the first series the Spikes played here this year, going four innings, allowing a run on two hits, and took the loss. And then on July 13th, the Spikes' first half home finale, he went one inning, allowing two runs, two hits, two strikeouts, three walks, did not factor into the decision. And the America's Cup and Outlet first pitch to Sebastian Castro tonight. It's fouled back to the screen. First pitch tonight at 6:40, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Breaking ball low and away, ball one to Castro. Sebastian last night was the first baseman. He went 0 for 4. And the pitch up and in, and Castro turns away. Two balls and a strike, 91 on the fastball that time. Sebastian with a 130 batting average, but a 310 on base percentage in his 11 games with the Spikes. He had a double, a triple coming in, and he goes around, tried to pull back on the swing of the breaking ball away, and it is 2-2 as he did go around. Bobby Riccardi, the plate umpire, made the call, and the 2-2. For a ball down and away again. 3-2 the count. Hunter Dureau at first base. Chase Englehart at second. Andy Blake at short. Ian Battipaglia is at third for the Thunder. Outfield is Jack O'Reilly in left. Ryan Vogel in center. Pete DeRocher in right. And Chris Reeder, the catcher, fields the 3-2 pitch low for ball four. And Castro draws a leadoff walk. That is the fifth time he has walked in his 30 plate appearances with the Spikes. Austin Rocaforte now up. Rocaforte was the leadoff man in the order in the opener of this series Friday night. Last night went to the number five spot. He knocked in the game-tying run in the seventh inning with a single up the middle to bring in Cooper Hext. That made it a 4-4 game at that point, but Trenton eventually winning in the bottom of the ninth, 5-4. Throw to first, and Castro dives back in. Sebastian 1-for-1 in stolen base attempts as a Spike. Scherer actually wears the number three. Single-digit numbers, atypical for pitchers. But the Thunder jerseys are a little unique as the pitch in tight for a ball 1-0. You see several players with numbers in the 60s here in Trenton. That's somewhat of a holdover from their previous affiliation with the New York Yankees. They were the AA Eastern League affiliate of the Yankees for many years before entering the MLB Draft League. Here's the 1-0 pitch homeward, and Rocaforte bunts it first base side, but it'll trickle foul. Hunter Dureau did not immediately jump on top of it, and Rocaforte is actually running past him as that ball was sliding along the line, but it does go into foul ground, 1-1 the count. But, of course, number three, very famously a Yankees retired number, so it is now available. Trenton not observing those affiliations, although there are several numbers that are retired by the Thunder franchise itself. There goes Castro on the 1-1, but that pitch fouled to the first base side, into the seats, and it takes a hop across a couple of sections. 1-2 the count. Castro returns to first. And the pitch, that is low and away for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, top of the first inning. Again, this is the home finale for Trenton. The Thunder will be on the road the next 3 days in Frederick to finish off the regular season. Trenton leading the way in the MLB Draft League's second half standings. A game up on West Virginia. Two up on Mahoning Valley and three up on both the Keys and the Spikes. Entering tonight's action. And the 2-2. There goes Castro and the pitch clip foul. Third base side. Count remains the same. Castro back to first. The other two games on the MLB Draft League slate. Well, one has gone final. Williamsport, after being not only no hit but not having a base runner till the sixth inning, comes back to beat Mahoning Valley 3-2. McGuire Holbrook homered in the sixth. As that pitch to Rocaforte bounced foul third base side. Meanwhile, this at-bat has now stretched to eight pitches. As Rocaforte stays alive, but Williamsport with a Mark Schallenberger single in the eighth, and then the bottom of the ninth, a throwing error. Giving them the win. Here's a chopper third base side, picked up by Scherer in fair territory. And on to second goes Castro as Rocaforte is safe at first. There was no throw on the play. A fielder's choice error combination is what brought the winning run in for the Crosscutters. And now first and second, nobody out. Just a slow roller out down the third baseline. And now bunt shown by Parker Cadu, the number three hitter tonight. He draws it back, pitches outside for a ball. Cadu, the left-handed hitting second baseman this evening. His family here, .248 batting average, .326 on base percentage, six doubles, three triples, 13 runs batted in. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Cadu shows bunt again, draws it back. A fastball down and in for ball two. And time called as Scherer steps off. 2-0 the count. Well, it has been a common strategy for Tim Battle's Spikes. First and second, nobody out. You put the bunt down. And here in the first inning, continuing it on as Cadu draws it back. The pitch, a strike over the outer edge. 2-1 the count. Carmine Lane, the newest Spike, just joined the club on Friday. On deck as the DH this evening. And the pitch. And that one in tight, and it deflects off the bat of Cadu. It's a foul ball. That one ran in on Parker, but it hit almost towards the handle of the bat. Could not quite get the bat out of the way in time, and now it is 2-2. Still Castro at second, Rocaforte at first. Scherer sets at the belt. And the left-hander taking a long look at second. Now delivers, check swing by Cadu, pitch down and away. Appeal to Bendy Costanzo, third base umpire who's standing behind the mound right now. He says no go, and the count is full. And of course, the umpire is designated as first base, third base. With nobody on, that's where they are. But then when runners are on base, they in a three-umpire system, they realign so they get a better view at all three bases on stolen base plays, advancements, etc. But now 3-2, a turn towards second, and Castro is back. Three balls, two strikes. Scherer sets again. Castro fainting toward third. The payoff pitch down and in, ball four. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. Now Carmine Lane will step up. Lane with a .500 batting average in his first two games as a Spike. 3 for 6 with a double and two RBIs. Both ribbies were last night. A double in the second inning to bring in the Spikes' first run, and then a single in the sixth that tied the game at that point at 3-all. And the first pitch to Lane here, a right-handed hitting catcher out of South Florida, former Miami Marlins farmhand. Down and in for a ball, 1-0. Spent time at high A and single A with the Marlins this year, Beloit and Jupiter respectively. A pitch fouled back to the backstop. 1-1 the count. One ball and one strike. New baseball out to Scherer. Bobby Riccardi giving Chris Reeder a little time to recover as that deflected off him. One ball, one strike. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Lane went after it low. And it is 1-2. Change up that time from Scherer. So with Williamsport's victory over Mahoning Valley, Scrappers will be at least two games back, and it could be three games back, depending on the result of the contest here, with three games remaining in the regular season as the foul ball bounces off the walkway in between the upper and lower levels and into the crowd. One ball and two strikes. Bases loaded, nobody out. Top of the first inning, Spikes looking to draw first blood. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Scherer bounces. Actually, no, that's, I beg your pardon. That makes it 2-2. Well, or did he get a piece of it? He must have got a piece of it. So he stays alive on 2-2, and that count now full as the pitch down low, 3-2. And that one caught Reeder. Ooh, and that caught him in a sensitive spot. Trenton Athletic trainer immediately out behind the plate. And, well, no, I didn't catch him in the sensitive spot. It caught him right flush in the mask. And the mask is off, and there's the quick test being administered right now to the initial protocols, so to speak. And it looks like Reeder will be able to stay in the game. Got back up. You heard the ovation from the crowd here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. 82 degrees and clear skies now, although there are wisps of clouds above us. A far cry from about 4 hours ago, an unexpected rainstorm, a pop-up, did dump a fair amount of precipitation. They did a lot of work on the field, delayed the start of tonight's game as the 3-2 to Lane is fouled back. Lane staying alive, and Scherer has already thrown 27 pitches, 14 for strikes, four batters into the game. Three, two. Pitch outside for ball four. So that brings in the first run of the game as Castro comes in. Lane stayed alive. He fouled it off there on what looked to be strike three. And Rocaforte moves up to third, Cadu up to second. And after three walks and a base hit, an infield single, Sean Chacon, the former big leaguer and Trenton pitching coach, is headed to the mound. Now, I don't think this is a case where Scherer's going to get an early hook. We saw that a couple of weeks back when the Thunder were visiting Miller Field at Lombrano Park. Sonny Fauci had mighty struggles. He walked three of the first four batters in the game, but he had thrown 19 pitches and only five for strikes, although there is action in the Trenton bullpen right now. But bases loaded, no outs. For now, Austin Ball, who homered on his very first swing as a spike. And here's Austin Ball now. Ball getting the start. A 198 batting average, but a 364 on base percentage. He swings with the first pitch, pops it up left side of the infield. Infield fly rule is on, but the third baseman, Battapaglia, does make the grab. Runners stay put, one gone. And Austin Ball, knowing that Scherer is undergoing some difficulty, tried to take advantage and get a key hit here. But now Grant Norris at the plate. This will be the 30th pitch of the first inning for Scherer, and it's a fastball swung on and missed, 0-1. Caleb Hill is on deck for the Spikes. It is Rocaforte at third, Cadu at second, Lane at first, and the 0-1 to Norris. Bounced foul, third base side, 0-2. Not as much wind either tonight. The flag is moving in center field, but just barely. No more than 5 miles an hour from right field to left field. And that 0-2 pitch is fouled behind home. Count the same to Norris. Trace Wilhoit with another home run for West Virginia. Black Bears have taken a 2-0 lead on Frederick in the top of the fourth inning down at Harry Grove Stadium. And the 0-2 fouled back to the net. 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Scherer, who has now thrown 32 pitches, 18 strikes. One out here in the top of the first inning. Spikes have already scored a run on Lane's bases-loaded walk. The pitch. Breaking ball line. That's a fair ball on the line. Down the left field line and into the corner. One run scores in Rocaforte. Cadu comes in as well. Lane into third, and Grant Norris found the paint down the left field line. And his two-run double increases the Spikes' lead to 3-0 here in the opening inning. Caleb Hill now the batter. And Hill, 287, a 376 on base percentage. Two doubles, two triples, 15 RBIs. He was 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored last night. Grant Norris, of course, went 1 for 3 and scored a run. And now the infield will come up all the way around for the Thunder. Two hits in the inning. This infield single by Rocaforte, the two-run double by Norris. Three walks so far. And the 0-1. That is fouled left side. And the 0-2. Breaking ball high. 2-2 the count to Hill. One ball, two strikes. Scherer delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. So that is his first strikeout of the night. And now, with runners remaining at second and third and two outs, here is T.J. Pound. Pound, the State College shortstop, In the starting lineup tonight, he was a defensive replacement last night, did come to the plate in the ninth and struck out. Hitting 156, but with a 283 on-base percentage this year, a double and six RBIs. And a first pitch fastball is a ball, the 39th pitch of the inning for Scherer. 3-0 Spikes here in the top of the first inning. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Nick Cohenstein has not even come to the mound yet, but he may soon. A pitch foul tipped into the mitt, 1-2. Scherer gets the sign. The 1-2 delivery bounces in, blocked by Reeder. No movement by the runners. Two balls and two strikes. Hohenstein finished his warm-ups a while ago. He's in the dugout right now, just waiting for when he can head to the mound. The 2-2. Upstairs with a fastball at 92. It's ball three to fill the count. And the pitch called strike three. Breaking ball around the knees. The inning is over. But Craig Scherer spends 44 pitches to finish off the first inning. The Spikes score three runs on two hits, three walks, two runners left on base. At the end of one half inning, State College 3, Trenton coming to bat, but Nick Cohenstein provided with the lead as he goes to the mound. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Nick Cohenstein with plenty of his family members sitting just to the left of the Spikes dugout, a little bit further down the third base line, making his fifth start, his 11th appearance of the year, a 3-1 record, a 3.65 ERA, 37 innings of work. He has allowed 16 runs, 15 earned on 32 hits, 27 strikeouts to just 10 walks, and a 229 opponent's batting average. Ryan Vogel, Chase Englehart, Jack O'Reilly, due up here in the top of the order in the bottom of the first inning for Trenton. The Spikes have staked Nick to a 3-0 lead, and his first pitch of the night is a fastball down and away for ball one to Vogel, who last night went 1-for-4 and provided the game-winning run with his sacrifice fly to left center. Cooper Hecht's throw not quite on time. And so Vogel with the game-winning RBI takes ball two low. And now the fastball over the inner half of the plate for a strike. It's 2-1. It'll be all right-handed hitters in the starting lineup for Trenton tonight. Santino Rosso, the lone lefty on the roster, not in the starting nine in the batting order, is the foul off the facade above us, back down below, caught by a fan. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Low and away with a fastball, 3-2 the count. Again, Trenton in the pinstriped white jerseys, pinstriped white pants. And the 2-2 line towards center field, coming in on it. Diving forward is Castro, and he comes up with the catch. Sunglasses tumbled off the top of his hat as he made the grab, but rookie the bat dog retrieves the bat. A nice play by Sebastian Castro in center. And here's Chase Engelhard, the second baseman. Hit a two-run homer down the left field line in the first inning last night. The second batter of the game for Trenton there. He also homered in the opener of this series, a solo shot in the sixth inning, as Trenton won that game 7-3. It was 5-4 Thunder last night with the walk-off. And one ball and one strike, the count to Engelhard. A fastball popped up foul, first base side, out of play, 1-2. Defensively for the Spikes, Manny Jackson doing the catching tonight. Austin Ball is at first base. Parker Cadu at second. T.J. Pound at short. And Grant Nornes at third. Outfield is Caleb Hill in left. Sebastian Castro in center. Austin Rocaforte in right. The 1-2, breaking ball low and away. 2-2 the count. Well, with the Spikes' postseason chances having gone by the boards last night, there may be an infinitesimal chance, but they would need about 1,001 things to happen. And I think with Williamsport's win over Mahoning Valley certainly helps, and the Spikes will need a lot more help than that to have any semblance of a shot at making the MLB Draft League championship game. Which is outside for a ball 3-2. They probably would need Mother Nature to wreak havoc on this coming week's schedule. And there's a called strike three on a breaking ball, outer edge. Engelhard had let go of the bat and was trotting down to first when the strike three call was made, but it is the first K of the night for Nick Hohenstein. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. Two gone in the bottom of the first, and here is Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly, the left fielder, batting .326, .393 on base percentage. Check swing, but the fastball is a strike on location on the inner half of the plate. 0-1. O'Reilly with 12 doubles, 2 triples, and a home run. Let's go with those 34 RBIs, 33 of them here in the second half. As that pitch fouled away, first base side, it's 0-2. 3-0 Spikes in the bottom of the first inning, and Nick Hohenstein delivers the 0-2 and is grounded on to short. Taken in by Pound, throw on to first in time, and the inning is over. So Nick Hohenstein, staked to a 3-0 lead, retires the Thunder in order in the first inning. We go to the second with Manny Jackson, the number 9 hitter, due to lead up on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. PSU.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Nothing Spikes as we go to the second inning here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. A reminder, the Spikes 2024 home finale is Tuesday night, 6:35. Fireworks after the game. Of course, Ace Baldwin Jr. makes a special appearance, making his return to Happy Valley. I have the feeling we might see head coach Mike Rhodes. That's not a guarantee, but wouldn't surprise me, let's say. But hey, you can get autographs from Ace, meet and greet him, as he makes his return to the Nittany Lions this coming season. I actually just talked with Dick Girardi, the color analyst for Penn State men's basketball broadcasts earlier today. Lives nearby here to Trenton. And if he weren't traveling out and about this weekend, he probably would have been on hand here for a Spikes game this weekend, but had a nice chat. First pitch to Manny Jackson to start off the second, a strike. Next one, a breaking ball low. Evens the count, 1-1 to Manny. First time behind the plate in a little while. For the Norfolk State product is the fastball, a strike riding the outer edge. Manny batting .237 with a .305 on base percentage. Four doubles, a triple, three home runs, 23 runs knocked in. The 1-2. Fastball and a called strike three on the outside corner. That's the third consecutive strikeout for Craig Scherer. And with one gone, that'll send it back to the top of the Spikes order. Scherer. Needed 44 pitches to get through the first inning, but he is going to remain out there. This Thunder bullpen has been taxed quite a bit throughout the course of the past week. Alec Rodriguez, who started this past Tuesday night, was tossed from the game after the first inning. He had allowed four runs there, but he and home plate umpire Freddie DeJesus got into a discussion, let's say, and the umpire was going to win that. But Rodriguez did bounce back. He threw three innings of relief on Thursday. Don't know if he will start during the upcoming three-game series for the Thunder in Frederick. The chopper goes foul first base side. It's a 2-1 count to Castro, who drew a walk to start the ball game and came in to score the game's first run. And the pitch. Popped up behind home, fades out of play. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Down and away for a ball. The count is full. Three and two the count. Scherer delivers. And Castro sends this one to center field. It is playable for Vogel going back, however. And he's able to reel it in for the second out. Vogel definitely had to go back, and that one was a high fly ball. 35-degree launch angle. I'm surprised. I thought it might have been higher. But it did leave the bat at 92 miles an hour. However, went into the mitt of Vogel. And with two gone here on the top of the second, Austin Rocaforte, the batter, swinging bunt to third, put him on in the first inning, and this time he pops it up. First base side into foul territory. DeRoe puts it away, and the inning is over. So Scherer has bounced back from yielding three runs to retire the last five batters he's faced. However, it is State College 3, Trenton nothing as we go to the bottom of the second on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Nick Cohen seen back on the mound for the Spikes in the bottom of the second inning. After retiring the Thunder in order in the first, it'll be Andy Blake, Hunter DeRoe, and Pete DeRosier. 4-5-6 hitters due up for Trenton here. Joe Putnam along with you from Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Here in the state capital of New Jersey is the pitch low for a ball. 1-0. Blake, former Los Angeles Angels prospect. Now with the Thunder, the pitch low for a ball. For the season, Blake batting .293, a .387 on base percentage. Two doubles, two triples, two homers, 13 RBIs in 21 games. Here's a chopper on to third, taken by Norris. Throw across the diamond in time. One gone. Hunter DeRoe contributed an RBI double last night. He also doubled in a run on Friday night as well, hitting .252 this season. Nine doubles, a triple, three homers, 28 RBIs, .342 on base percentage. He's in the right-handed batter's box right now. And the pitch, that is popped up. Right side, ball, foul territory, first base side. No, right next to him is Cadu, but ball does put it away on the edge of the warning track. Parker just making sure that the play would be made. Two down. Sort of reminiscent of the 1980 World Series. Bob Boone, the catcher, angled toward first, and Pete Rose. After the ball popped out of Boone's mitt, Pete Rose is there to sweep it, but Charlie Hustle might have crowded him a little bit on that play. Of course, that was the Phillies' first ever World Series crown. They've gone on to win another. 2008. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Breaking ball to Pete DeRosier, the former Spike, who swings and foul tips this one into the mitt of Manny Jackson, 1-1 the count. And the pitch swung on and missed. 1-2 now on the breaking ball to DeRosier. 3-0 State College here in the bottom of the second inning. Base is empty, two down. Nick Cohenstein winds and delivers. Swung on, popped up, right side of the infield. This time it's all Cadu's ball in shallow right underneath it. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. Nick Cohenstein has retired all six batters he has faced so far. And at the end of two, State College leads it 3-0 on the Spiked Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Top of the third inning, 3-0 Spikes as they go back to the plate with Parker Cadu, Carmine Lane, and Austin Ball. The 3-4-5 hitters due up against the Trenton lefty, Craig Scherer. Again, he needed 44 pitches to get through the opening inning, but he only needed 11 to record three straight outs in the second. Parker Cadu walked and scored his first time up. Spikes owners of the only two hits in the game. No errors so far. A trio of runs in the top of the first. And Scherer delivers in the lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch of the third inning is low for a ball. Romata out of town. Scoreboard, MLB Draft League again. Williamsport, a walk-off winner against Mahoning Valley tonight. As the 1-0, grounder down the first baseline, snagged by DeRoe. He gets back up, races the bag and wins it. Even runs through the mitt of Craig Scherer, who is coming over to help him out. I think Scherer decided discretion was the better part of valor and just left the mitt behind. Didn't want to clothesline his first baseman. As that is the sixth straight out recorded by Scherer after the Spikes posted a trio of runs. And the pitch bounced up the middle by Carmine Lane on the first offering, but taken by Engelhard. Second baseman throws to first in time. Two away. And now both pitchers just tossing goose eggs at the hitters. Scherer has now retired seven straight. Nick Cohenstein has set down all six batters he has faced. Here's Austin Ball. Ball, the left-handed hitting first baseman, most recently out of Shippensburg University before joining the Spikes. Popped out to third on his first at-bat, swinging at the first pitch. He'll wait on it here and takes a strike just above the knees, a breaking ball. A one. Breaking ball low this time for ball one. And the pitch. And that one slugged toward center field. Vogel going back on it, but he won't get to it. It drops onto the warning track and rolls to the base of the wall. And now the ball gets away on the attempted throw by Vogel. Ball dashing for third. He's thinking about home, but Tim Battle's going to throw up the stop sign. And Austin Ball, that will probably go as a double and the first error of the game, and it will. Ball sent that one skyrocketing to center. And then E8 the call to advance him to third, nearly scoring on the play. That one just slipped out of Vogel's hand. He was trying to throw it to the infield. Instead, it went back underneath the wall and to the base of it. He had to dig it out again. Now, Grant Norris, the batter, who doubled in a pair of runs, guiding a ball right down the left field line, hit on the line in the outfield, and rolled to the corner. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed, breaking ball after a sinking fastball to start the at-bat. And now it is 0-2 to Norris. 3-0 State College in the top of the third. Ball's double is the third Spikes hit of the game. And the 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Reeder hangs on to complete the K. It is the fourth of the night for Scherer. So the two-out double by a ball and the subsequent error go for none. Runner left on, end of 2.5, 3-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. First pitch of the bottom of the third inning, a ball inside to Jake Simons, the DH, who did not appear in the first two games of this series for Trenton. And the next offering, a curveball outside as well, 2-0. 3-0 Spikes here in the bottom of the third. That pitch, a strike at the knees. Fastball at 87. 2-1 now to Simons, who is batting 188, but with a 361 on base percentage. Two doubles, two homers, five RBIs in 20 games with the Thunder. And that one, he tried to hold up his swing on the low fastball, but he could not. And it is a swing and a miss for strike two. Nick Cohenstein has recorded six straight outs to start the game, and the 2-2 pitch is fouled away to the first base side. One of those outs via strikeout, two on the ground, three through the air, although two pop-ups and only one fly ball sent to the outfield. It was off the bat of Ryan Vogel, the first batter of the game, and Sebastian Castro came forward. What ended up being a diving catch. Pitch outside for a ball, and the count now 3-2. Simons to be followed by Chris Reeder and Ian Battapaglia in this inning. And the payoff pitch. Breaking ball up high, and that's the first base runner of the night for the Thunder. A leadoff walk here in the bottom of the third. Told you that Williamsport defeated Mahoning Valley earlier tonight. Also ongoing, West Virginia and Frederick at Harry Grove Stadium. It's the Black Bears who are one game back of the Thunder for first place in the MLB Draft League second half standings, who lead it 3-1, bottom of the fifth inning. So West Virginia trying to keep pace. And now with their rainout last night, West Virginia, Frederick, Trenton and Mahoning Valley have all played an equal amount of games. And here's the bunt try, and that one up and in on Reeder, but it sails past everybody to the backstop. Reeder hit the deck, went to his back. luckily did not hit him. And Reeder calls time as that'll be a wild pitch to send Simons to second. And appeal if Reeder went around. He brought the bat back in time. He not only brought the bat back, he took a flat back bump on that right-handed batter's box. So it's ball one. Did not hit the bat, did not hit Reeder. And it's a 1-0 count. Well, there'll be no bunting here. As now the breaking ball drops in for a called strike, 1-1. Well, Reeder's already taking a shot in the mush as the catcher tonight. Well, now he shows bunt again on the 1-1 ball coming right in. Keith Hernandez style on the pitch, up and in, ball two. It was a curveball that time from Hohenstein that went up and in. Obviously, breaking balls are not as easy to put down for a bunt. Might be a way to try to dissuade him from bunting or shake him up if he does indeed try to put it down. 2-1, Reeder's going to swing away here. He does, and he fouls it off to the screen behind home plate. Now, it was a bit of a tentative swing on the part of Reeder as well. He wasn't confident in it. Probably fortunate he got just a piece of the baseball. But now it's 2-2. And I don't think he's going to put it down here, though Reeder does have skill with the bat. And the pitch swung on him in strike three. High fastball got him. Now, you look at the sequence and where those were placed, Nick Hohenstein probably got the best possible outcome out of it, even though Simons did move up to second on the play. Maybe it's not the best possible outcome. He would have loved to see him stay at first base, but very much discombobulated Chris Reeder that time. Here's Ian Battipaglia now. Scored the game-winning run last night in the bottom of the ninth on the sac fly. Hitting 273, and he chops this one on to short. Taken on two hops by Pound. Powers the throw to first in time. Simon stays at second. Two away in the bottom of the third inning. 3-0 lead for the Spikes. All three of those runs in the first inning. One on a bases-loaded walk by Carmine Lane as the first four batters reached for the Spikes. And then Grant Norris delivering the two-run double. Here's Ryan Vogel now, the center fielder. Again, he lofted the ball to center field that Sebastian Castro came forward and dove to grab, making up some ground. And the pitch homeward. That's a strike, fastball in the outer half. That's the hardest hit ball of the night so far for the Thunder. Nick Hohenstein gave up the leadoff walk to Simons here in the third. That's all he's allowed so far. Nick sets, looks at second, pitch. Fastball outside, 1-1. Of course, Nick was not on the Spikes in the first half of this season, so he did not have the chance until this series. This series, the only time the Spikes have visited Trenton Thunder Ballpark this year, so Nick's only opportunity to pitch in his home state. The 1-1. Breaking ball low and away, backhanded by Jackson. No movement by Simons off second. 2-1 the count. And the pitch, that's low and away. 3-1 the count. And the pitch fouled away, first base side. Count is full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. 3-0 lead for Trenton, bottom of the, or for the Spikes rather, in Trenton in the bottom of the third inning. And the payoff pitch fouled back above my head and everybody's head here in the press box and up to the suite level. 3-2 the count. Here in Trenton, our broadcast location is at the top of the upper level seats in the main bowl, but the suites are above us here, and there are suites that are directly behind home plate. Of course, at Medlar Field, Lobato Park, we're on the same level as the suites. There's a 3-2 curve ball, low and away, ball four. So Vogel draws a two-out walk. Now runners on first and second for Chase Engelhard. The Trenton second baseman, who has homered in each of the last two games. Four dingers total for Trenton, but he struck out looking against Hohenstein his first time up. Well, looking back, that third strike that was called on him, it was borderline, but again, borderline, so can be called strike three. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. Three runs, three hits, no errors for State College. No runs, no hits, one error for Trenton. Bottom of the third inning here. Cotton candy skies now forming as we are on the banks of the Delaware River. The 1-0. That's a liner to left center field. That's going to find the gap. The first hit of the night for the Thunder. And Simons around third will score. Vogel getting waved around third. There'll be no throw to the plate. It's a two-run double for Chase Engelhard to make it a 3-2 game. So now Jack O'Reilly at the plate. The left fielder grounded out to short last time up. And Engelhard leading off second, now the tying run of the game. The pitch in tight for a ball, 91 on the fastball, 1-0. 99 miles an hour off the bat of Engelhard. And the 1-0 pitch, flipped foul to the backstop, evens the count. One ball, one strike. Hohenstein delivers. Pop up first base side, but this will fade out of play. Onto the upper level and actually deflects down below. Nice catch made by a fan on the ricochet. One ball and two strikes. Hohenstein to the plate. Outside for a ball, 2-2. Went curveball again that time. And the flag moving just a bit in center field. There is a flag, an American flag, by the way, on the roof here on the suite level as well. And Manny Jackson heads out to the mound. A quick chat with Nick Hohenstein. A runner on second. Two outs. 2-2 count to O'Reilly. Hohenstein looks in for the sign. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And I believe that's the third out. Or is it? Yeah. He's out. That's three outs. Everybody's confused. Yeah. That was swing and a miss. Strike three. And Nick Hohenstein pats himself. He said, I forgot. I forgot how many outs there were. And the inning is over. O'Reilly just walked back. That was a third out, and everybody just froze as if Annie Blake was going to come to the plate. But the correct outcome reached. Trenton, however, scoring a pair of runs in the third inning on one hit, one runner left on base. And at the end of three, it's now State College 3, Trenton 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the Toyota RAV 4th inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Into the Toyota RAV 4th inning, the Spikes holding a 3-2 lead, out hitting the Thunder 3-1. Trenton with the lone error, left-handed hitting left fielder Caleb Hill leads off the 4th for the Spikes and takes a ball outside from lefty Craig Scherer. Credit to Scherer. Bounce back from a tough first inning. Threw 44 pitches in that inning. As the 1-0 is bounced up the middle, taken by the second baseman Engelhard. Set throws in time. Hill retired for the first out. But now in the 2 1/3 innings since, Scherer has thrown 21 pitches. 66 total in the game, and here's T.J. Pound. The shortstop struck out looking against Scherer in the first, a right-handed hitter. Tim Battle alternating left and right-handed hitters in the lineup tonight as the first pitch to Pound is low for a ball, 1-0. Next offering from Scherer, driven foul, first base side into and out of the Trenton dugout, actually. Ends up hitting the netting just above the dugout roof and bounding back into play. So Mark Rowan, the first base umpire, will retrieve it, toss it to Lastings Millage, who tosses it into the Trenton dugout. 1-1 the count to Pound. The pitch in tight for a ball, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch, that's fouled first base side. 2-2 the count. Trying to see how fast that was off the bat. A Pound on that foul ball. That's one of the hardest hit balls we've seen from him this year. The 2-2 swung on and missed strike three. Five strikeouts for Craig Scherer. Two gone in the top of the fourth. And here's Manny Jackson, the catcher, struck out looking his first time up. 90 miles an hour off the bat. Here's Scherer delivering. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch up and in for a ball. 90 on the fastball from Scherer. 1-0 the count. And the pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, left center field. Vogel will leave it for the left fielder, Jack O'Reilly, ahead of West Virginia for first place. As the first pitch to Andy Blake, chopped off the plate to the left side, cut off by Norris, third baseman, throw across the diamond in time. One gone. That's a great play by Grant Norris. Great recognition there.
Your first baseman, number 32.
And with one gone, Hunter Dureau, the batter, first baseman, fouled out to Austin Ball at first back in the second inning. And the pitch. That is low for a ball, 1-0. DeRoe to be followed by Pete DeRocher. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Nick Cohenstein. Chopped down to third to his left. Norris gobbles it up again. Throw across the diamond in time. Two down. Grant Norris showing a sound glove. The hot corner tonight. And Pete DeRocher coming to the plate. Popped out to second his last chime up. 3-2 spikes here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, out hitting the Thunder 3-1. The other ongoing game in the MLB Draft League, West Virginia leading Frederick 3-1, bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner. So the matchups for the last three games of the regular season, the Spikes and Crosscutters will meet. St. College Williamsport, so unlikely, I would say, to be a factor in determining the second half champion. Pop up, right side again. Cadu, the second baseman, ranges to the outfield and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Nick Cohenstein with his third, three up, three down inning of the night. We're through four here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, 3-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fifth inning, Craig Scherer remains on the mound for the Thunder. The left-hander will meet the top of the order for the Spikes. Sebastian Castro, Austin Rocaforte, and Parker Cadu. 3-2 lead for State College here. As we told you on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, West Virginia leading, Trenton trailing. If those results hold, Black Bears and Thunder would be tied for first. And in addition to State College and Williamsport meeting over the final 3 days of the regular season, including a 1 p.m. matchup tomorrow for Labor Day at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field, West Virginia will be hosting Mahoning Valley for three. Trenton will be going to Frederick for three. And as a matter of fact, the Thunder will be meeting Frederick tomorrow for the first game of that series at noon. First pitch to Castro, swung on a miss. Next 1-0, swung on and lifted, but foul left side. Nearly sliced it inside the stripe, but it hits foul, and it's 1-1 to Castro. First pitch was a ball. Next offering, it was not swung on, but this one was, and it's 1-1. But Mahoning Valley in West Virginia will be at 6:30 tomorrow. That'll be a night game. The Thunder actually, immediately after this game ends, will hop on the bus and go to Frederick in anticipation of that game, since the Spikes usually make the trek up to Williamsport from Medler Field at the Bronto Park. They'll continue doing that tomorrow. They will come back home, spend the night in Happy Valley, and then bus up in the morning. And the 1-2, bounced foul, first base side. Count remains the same. But with Mahoning Valley having lost in walk-off fashion to Williamsport today, they will be at least two games back in the standings with three to play and with both Trenton and West Virginia to overcome. 2-2. Grounder sharp down the first baseline, taken by DeRoe. He'll spring up, head to the bag, steps on it, one away. Here is Austin Roccaforte now. Infield single and a run scored in the first. Fouled out to first in the second inning. And the pitch. That is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Roccaforte, a right-handed hitter. Scherer, a left-handed pitcher. And the 1-0 offering is a strike. Fastball in the inner half, 1-1. Action in Major League Baseball today on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. The Reds top the Brewers 4-3 in 11 innings. Chopper on to third, taken by Battapaglia. Throw across the diamond in time. Two down. Cubs all over the Nationals today. 14-1, seven runs in the ninth inning. And the Cubs are on a roll as of late. With the win, Cubs now into second place in the Central Division, although they're nine games back of the Brewers, but they have moved themselves back into contention with a six-game winning streak. They're now 3.5 back of the Braves for the last wild card spot. The Braves in action right now against the Phillies, and the pitch fouled away, third base side, 0-1 to Parker Kadu, left-handed hitting second baseman, 0-1 with a walk and a run scored tonight. And that pitch in tied, Kadu twists away from it. He was like a top that time, twisting towards the Trenton dugout, 1-1. Cardinals win a slugfest from the Yankees, 14-7. Lars Nootbaar, three hits and five RBIs for the former Spike. Jordan Walker had five hits for the Cardinals. Tigers defeated the Red Sox 4-1, pitch low and away to Kadu. Guardians over the Pirates today, 6-1. 2-1 pitch to Kadu is outside for a ball, 3-1. Fastball 91 from Scherer. Padres top the Rays 4-3. Astros over the Royals 7-2. And the Twins defeat the Blue Jays 4-3. Here's the 3-1. And Kadu sends this one skyward to center, but it's right in line with Vogel, who just raises the mitt. Makes the catch, and the inning is over as Craig Scherer is now set down seven in a row for the second time in this game. We're halfway home at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. State College still leading 3-2 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jake Simons to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Thunder. It is a 3-2 game. The Spikes with three runs in the first inning. Trenton with two in the third on Chase Englehard's double. And Steinman swings with the first pitch and fouls it behind home. Strike one. Simons drew a leadoff walk in the third and was one of the two runners that scored on that Englehard double. Spike scoring on a bases-loaded walk by Carmine Lane and a two-run double for Grant Norris. Meanwhile, Josh Spiegel went without an RBI last night. His four-game RBI streak goes by the boards. And here's a check swing foul, first base side, 0-2 to Simons. And the pitch. That is upstairs for a ball. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, and that pitch is low. All right, check that. That makes it a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff man in the inning. And now the high fastball swung on and missed strike three. And Nick Cohenstein with his fourth strikeout of the night. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. One gone, and here's Chris Reeder. The catcher struck out against Cohenstein in the third when he was attempting to bunt. And the pitch, that's a strike over the inner half. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch, breaking ball, strike on the outer edge, 0-2 to Reeder. Cohenstein kept him way off balance in his first at-bat. Now getting ahead in the count, 0-2. Pitch. Fastball upstairs. Reeder does not chase it. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Nick delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back K's for Nick Cohenstein. Five total tonight. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Cohenstein's retired six straight for the second time in this one. And Ian Battipaglia is up, grounded out to short his first time up. 3-2 Spikes, bottom of the fifth inning in the finale of this three-game Labor Day weekend series. Of course, the long weekend with a holiday tomorrow, but everybody switches opponents for the final three games of the regular season tomorrow. The 0-1 taken for a strike. Breaking ball over the outer edge. It's 0-2. Ramada out of town. Scoreboard in the big leagues. The Mets shut out the White Sox. 2-0. Fastball upstairs. 1-2 the count. Now the Mets still in contention as well. They're actually still a game and a half back after the four-game sweep of the White Sox. Game and a half back of the Braves, who currently hold that third and final wild card spot in the NL. 1-2. Driven foul, first base side. Rangers top the A's today, 6-4-10. Six runs scored in that 10th inning. It was 2-2 at the end of the regulation nine. And Oakland loses despite 16 hits. Orioles top the Rockies 6-1. Marlins over the Giants 7-5. That pitch in tight for a ball. 2-2. Angels over the Mariners, 3-2. Diamondbacks all over the Dodgers today. 14-3 the final. Arizona wins it. Bounces in on the 2-2 pitch. That one, a breaking ball in the dirt and deflected off of Manny Jackson's right shoulder, the part that is not covered by the protector. Might have hit the elbow, actually, on him. The count is full. And Bobby Riccardi walks a new baseball out to Nick Cohenstein, who goes to the rosin bag. First time we've seen that in this game. Full count, two outs, base is empty. And one game in progress in the majors. The Braves leading the Phillies 1-0 top of the fourth. 3-2. Bounces in ball four. Breaking ball got away again. Mattapaglia will stay at first. A two-out walk. The third walk issued by Nick Cohenstein, who has only yielded one hit tonight. And now Ryan Vogel to the plate. Vogel walked against Cohenstein in the third. Came in to score a run. The Ramada Out of Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. By the way, college football action, 23rd-ranked USC taking on 13th-ranked LSU tonight. Scoreless, 6:03 to go first quarter there. Throw on to first, and diving back in is Mattapaglia. Scotty Scheffler wins the Tour Championship on the PGA Tour. Pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Meanwhile, Coco Gauff eliminated in three sets at the U.S. Open. And the pitch called strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Off the third seed, falls to 13th-seeded Emma Navarro. 1-1 count. Hohenstein delivers. There goes Mattapaglia. The pitch is a ball. Throw to second, not in time. So Mattapaglia into scoring position with the first stolen base of the night for either side. And it's a 2-1 count to Ryan Vogel. Angel Reese, by the way, also set the WNBA single-season rebounding record. Not even just for rookies, just for any player. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge, 2-2. Top the record held by Sylvia Fowles. Both of them finished their collegiate careers at LSU. For Fowles, the entirety of her career there. In college. 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nick Cohenstein strikes out the side here in the fifth. Six Ks total tonight. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team? Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Five complete. State College 3, Trenton 2 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for Trenton after Craig Scherer persevered following a 44-pitch first inning. He goes a total of five innings tonight ends up with 87 total. So he actually threw less pitches in the last four innings on the mound than he did in his first. But in five innings, he allowed three runs, all earned on three hits, three walks, five strikeouts. And the new man on the mound is Alec Rodriguez. And remember we told you he was ejected from a start on Tuesday night after the first inning, but came right back on Thursday. In fact, I was talking with Thunder broadcaster Mike Warren, who said that Alec Rodriguez demanded the ball Thursday night, delivered three strong innings of relief, and now on here in middle relief again with the Spikes leading 3-2 in the top of the sixth and Carmine Lane leading off the inning as the cleanup man in the order, 0-for-1 with a walk. That walk came with the bases loaded to drive in a run in the first. He takes ball one inside. Next offering from Rodriguez, a strike on the inner half. Rodriguez this season has made 21 appearances, 8 in a starting role across both halves of the year. 4-3 record, a 7.8 ERA, 2 holds to his credit, 45 total innings. The 1-1 breaking ball is low in the dirt, and Chris Reeder calls time as he searches for that baseball. He'll switch it out. Rodriguez, in those 45 innings across both halves, has allowed 40 runs, 39 earned on 35 hits, 49 strikeouts to 38 walks, but only a 2.11 opponent's batting average. Two balls and a strike, the count to Lane, the pitch up and in for a ball, 3-1. Austin Ball, Grant Norris to follow for the Spikes, 3 runs in the first for State College, 2 runs in the third for Trenton. Rodriguez peers over the mitt. Now the windup in the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Mighty cut at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Rodriguez has really been operating on a vertical plane so far. Of his five pitches, they've more or less been in a straight line up and down the middle, but this one up and in, ball four. And Lane is aboard with a leadoff walk here in the sixth, serving as the DH tonight. In his third game with the Spikes after joining the club on Friday. Here's Austin Ball. Spikes first baseman is 1-for-2, the Palmyra, PA native. Delivered a double to center field his last time up. And right now, Chase Engelhard, time is called as Ben DiCostanzo is going over to take a look at Engelhard. Looked like he had something in his eye, maybe a little dirt crept in. But he has cleared that out now, and he is ready to go. And Ball homered on his very first swing as a Spike. The second half opener at Mahoning Valley. Rodriguez, the right-hander to the lefty Ball, and this pitch is swung on, popped up, third base side into the seats. Oh, and one the count. Rodriguez now sets. Taking his time, delivers the 0-1. That's a strike. 0-2 the count. And a quick throw to first, and diving back in his Lane. Probably not going to be a stolen base threat, but wanting to keep the runner as close to first as possible. The set, the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by a Reeder. No movement by Lane off first. A ball and two strikes. There have only been four hits in the game, but three of them have been for extra bases, all three doubles. Throw to first again. Again, Lane dives back in. One ball, two strikes to Austin Ball. Rodriguez to the plate. Grounder on to first. Knocked down by DeRoe. His only play is picking the ball up and stepping on the bag at first. Lane makes it to second. But the put out, three unassisted for out number one. Grant Norris now up. Delivered a two-run double down the left field line in the first. Struck out in the third. But he has had some fine glove work tonight at third base as well. In the right-handed batter's box, the Penn State product out of Somerset, PA. It's been great having him back in Happy Valley for the second half this year. It's a swing and a miss, but the breaking ball gets away from Reeder. And on to third goes Lane, and that will likely be a wild pitch. First one of the night for the Thunder. And Lane now just 90 feet away from another Spikes run. 0-1 the count on the swing, but it was a slider in the dirt, and it kicked away from Reeder toward the third base dugout. He was able to chase it down in time to keep Lane at third. Infield up now, the 0-1 lifted foul left side. 0-2 to Graham. Outfield at normal depth. In fact, O'Reilly in left is a couple of steps deeper than Vogel and DeRocher. And the middle infield, they were up. Blake, the shortstop, will come back up. Engelhard set back a couple of steps from him at second base, but it's a moot point. The 0-2 breaking ball is swung on and missed, strike three. That's the first strikeout for Alec Rodriguez, the sixth tonight for Thunder pitching. And everybody will go back to their normal posts with two outs now. As Lane still at third, Caleb Hill at the plate. Hill 0-2, struck out in the first inning, grounded out in the fourth. But two-out production, a hallmark of the Spikes last night, all four of their runs scoring with two outs. I did that to the Thunder in their series at Medler Field at LeBron Park a couple weeks ago as well. As a breaking ball in the dirt, kicks away to the first base side, but Lane does not take off. And Reeder slid to stop that ball on the grass. Lane pointing out right now, I think, to Tim Battle why he stayed put at third. He obviously made the judgment that the ball didn't go far enough away, and it may have been Reeder's initial reaction that fooled him a bit, thinking the ball was underneath him rather than off to the first base side. The 1-0 to Hill fouled back to the screen. 1-1. 3-2 Spikes, top of the sixth. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. High and away, ball two. Two and one the count. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt again. Loved by Reeder this time. 3-1 now to Hill. Three balls and a strike. Lane takes his lead off third. Deep breath by Alec Rodriguez on the mound. He will go with the windup with a runner on third. And the 3-1 pitch swung on and missed. 3-2. So it's a full count. Full count with two outs. And Lane at third. Hill levels the bat. Spikes trying to boost the lead. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Chris Reeder pumps his fist from behind the plate as Rodriguez strikes out back-to-back batters to finish off the top of the sixth inning. No runs for the Spikes. No hits, no errors, one runner stranded at third. End of five and a half, 3-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine. We take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Nick Cohenstein remains on the mound for the Spikes. 76 pitches in his first five innings, 44 of them for strikes. And it will be Chase Englehart, Jack O'Reilly, and Andy Blake due up against him. You're in the bottom of the sixth. Englehart has been the biggest bat in the Thunder lineup in this series. Two home runs, and he knocked in both Trenton runs with a double to the left center field gap in the third inning. First pitch to him is a strike. Called, well, it was off the plate on the outer edge. Next offering, called a strike as well, right around the knees. Now Hohenstein on the strike. Strikeout to finish off the fifth inning. Pitch might have been well off the plate. But 0-2 the count here. And Hohenstein takes his time. Now Wines delivers. Breaking ball, and that is fouled first base side into the seats. Still 0-2. And the pitch, fastball misses. May have been trying to elicit a swing there, attacked down and in. One and two the count. Hohenstein rears back, fires, grounder up the middle, onto the second baseman. Cadu scoops it, throw to first in time, one gone. Nick Cohenstein's been very economical tonight. He has allowed just one hit. He has walked three batters, but he has struck out six. And he's in a good position. 80 pitches in five and a third innings. He now faces Jack O'Reilly, the Trenton left fielder, third place hitter in the order, 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout tonight. 3-2 Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. Then Hohenstein brings it. Breaking ball sweeps across the plate for a strike. 0-1. And the pitch. Grounder down the third baseline, but it goes foul. Kicked left of the bag. And Adonis Smith, with some wishful thinking, makes the fair signal. But he that is totally joking on his part. He knew it went foul. 0-2 the count to O'Reilly. He's been the leading RBI man of the second half for Trenton. The pitch. Check swing. Fastball high. Did he go? Yes, he did, says first base umpire Mark Rowan. And Jack O'Reilly none too pleased with that call, but it results in the seventh strikeout of the night for Nick Cohenstein. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Fit for Play offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountnittany.org/fitforplay. And I will say this. I think umpires, once they see a pitcher has a good sense of the strike zone, sometimes allow him a little bit of leeway on that zone. If he throws primarily strikes and a pitch is borderline and you know that he has a good sense of the strike zone, isn't working outside of it too much as that 1-0 breaking ball just bounces away from everybody. 2-0 the count, but might get a little more of those calls. 2-0 the count. Andy Blake is 0-for-2 tonight with a pair of ground outs to Grant Norris at third. The pitch fades in for a strike. Not as much break to that curveball, but dropped into the inner portion of the zone, and now it's 2-1, and Hohenstein comes back with a fastball for a strike on the inner half. 2-2 the count. Wind up and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, right side of the infield. Cadu, the second baseman, now coming in on it, makes the catch on the dirt, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for Nick Hohenstein. He's been able to accomplish that four out of the six innings he's pitched tonight. Six complete here in Trenton. 3-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, and the Spikes leading 3-2. Alec Rodriguez, who came on in relief in the sixth inning, will stay on for the seventh. With the Spikes 8-9-1 batters due up, TJ Pound, Manny Jackson, and Sebastian Castro, as the grounds crew finishes dragging the infield. And I must compliment the work that the grounds crew did. There was an unexpected rainstorm that passed through mid-afternoon here. It was one of those all-timers as far as tarp difficulty goes. I don't think they were able to get the tarp on the whole way, so they had to do a lot of repair, use a lot of turfers, but in the end, this field made playable once again. This is the last game on this field. Trenton Thunder Ballpark will be undergoing some renovations in the offseason. I think the field is on the agenda as well. First pitch well inside to T.J. Pound to start off the seventh inning. And the 1-0 breaking ball is delivered high, ball two. Slider from Rodriguez there. 2-0 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss on the high fastball, 2-1. Three runs, three hits, no errors for State College. Two runs, one hit, one error for Trenton. And the 2-1 pitch to Pound is outside for a ball, 3-1. The Thunder came into this game leading the MLB Draft League second half standings by a full game over West Virginia, but the Black Bears have expanded their lead on Frederick tonight, 4-1, bottom of the eighth down at Harry Grove Stadium in Frederick, Maryland. 3-1 fastball fouled away, first base side, and the count is full. Williamsport has already defeated Mahoning Valley today, 3-2. A walk-off fielder's choice error. If West Virginia wins and the Spikes do as well, it'll be a tie for first as that pitch in tight, ball four. And for the second straight inning, Alec Rodriguez walks the leadoff man. Here's Manny Jackson now, the catcher, 0 for 2. Struck out looking in the second, flied out to left in the fourth. T.J. Pound at first base, and this season, T.J. 1 for 1 in steal attempts. Rodriguez to the plate. That pitch a strike. Fastball over the outer edge at 92 miles an hour. Here's the set. Taking his time, looking in now, delivers the 0-1 pitch, low and away, pops out of the mitt of Reeder, but not far enough away for Pound to go on the move. Ball one. We're in Williamsport tomorrow at 1:05 p.m. for a Labor Day matchup. Start the last series of the year, and then the home finale for the Spikes, Tuesday night, 6:35 p.m., fireworks after the game to close out the season, plus one last edition of Kids Run the Bases presented by Mount Nittany Health, and one more edition of the Jackpot Target Pitch Challenge. The 1-1 swung on and missed, 1-2. Also, reigning Big Ten Men's Basketball Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr. will make a special appearance. He'll sign autographs of the game, be part of some of the fun at the ballpark, throw out a first pitch, throw on to first, and Pound dives back in. Plus, it's Dollar Dog Night on Tuesday. First 2,000 hot dogs, a buck apiece, and the first 500 fans get a Spikes Dollar Dog T-shirt presented by McClure Company. The 1-2, Pound takes off, pitch swung on him, is strike three, throw down to second, not in time. And Pound slides in safely. Blake applied the tag, and he reapplied it as well after the initial safe call, thinking that Pound may have overslid the bag or come off the bag, but TJ did not. The strikeout is the third for Rodriguez, the eighth overall for Trenton pitching tonight. And now Adonis Smith is questioning the call. Ben DiCostanzo, the third base umpire, he was positioned near second to make the call. And he was the man who called him safe, and Adonis disagrees. They're in discussion between first base and the pitcher's mound. And DiCostanzo pointed at his wrist. I think he was demonstrating that from what he saw, the tag was applied to the arm, but the arm was on the base. So, Pound in scoring position now after the successful steal, the first of the night for the Spikes. And with a man in scoring position and one out, Sebastian Castro, the batter. 3-2 Spikes in the top of the seventh. Getting some insurance lead here would be critical. And the pitch down and in for a ball. Appeal on a check swing by Castro. He did not go around. Chris Reeder, I think, was a little bit upset, but he may have been, again, more hopeful than anything. Thunder have had some breaks go against them tonight on calls. They feel like they have. I think there was just a buildup of that. 1-0 the count. And Rodriguez comes set. Everybody back to their posts. The 1-0 pitch to Castro. High and away for a ball. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch swung on and missed. 2-1. Turn to second. Back standing is Pound. Nobody was covering. Two balls and a strike. Here's the set. And the 2-1. That one in the dirt. Blocked by Reeder. Three balls and a strike. Three balls and a strike. Fastball down and in, ball four, and Castro works the one-out walk. So now first and second for the Spikes with Austin Roccaforte come to the plate. Again, there is one out, so the bunt not automatic here, and before Roccaforte can get into the batter's box, Sean Chacon, the Trenton pitching coach, is out to chat. We remind you that after the home finale Tuesday night, 6:35 at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, last Spikes home game of the 2024 season. Chance to get one more burst of summertime before the official turn to fall. And I think with Penn State football season underway, definitely seems like fall around Happy Valley. Nittany Lions eighth ranked in the country in the AP poll, but they are officially 1-0. Bowling Green will be coming in this coming Saturday. And Medler Field at Lebrano Park, by the way, will still be a hotbed of activity. The ballpark is open to the public leading up to Penn State football home games. It's also available with tailgate spaces. Suites of the ballpark are available to host your group, other ballpark areas. And for more information on that, you can give the Spikes a call at 814-272-1711. A turn towards second once again. Pound is back. First and second, one out. First pitch to Austin Roccaforte, 1-for-3 with a run scored tonight, and he takes a strike. Fastball in the inside corner. And the pitch. That is a strike. 92 miles an hour. May have been a little off the plate inside, but it's 0-2, and Roccaforte will step back in. Here's the set by Alec Rodriguez, a look to second. Pound dancing off the bag, the pitch swung on him, is strike three. Change up the dip down of the zone, and that is the fourth strikeout for Alec Rodriguez, the ninth strikeout for Trenton pitching tonight. Still runners on first and second with now two outs for the Spikes.
The second baseman, number 29, Parker Cadu.
And here is Parker Cadu now. Cadu is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. This will be his first time facing Rodriguez, who came on in the sixth. We're in the top of the seventh. 3-2 State College, and, well, now before everything gets into place, Adonis Smith is coming out to the mound. Usually this bodes for a pitching change, but, and it is. And, yeah, it's the second visit of the inning, so Adonis Smith will make the change here. First and second, two outs here in the top of the seventh in a 3-2 game. And back to the bullpen as Alec Rodriguez waves to the fans. He is a favorite here in Trenton. His fire really takes hold with this community, and this is the home finale for the Thunder, so a great gesture by the right-hander, but it will now be a new pitcher on the mound for the Thunder, and we'll have the identity of that reliever as well as the rest of the seventh inning for you after this call to the bullpen here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One-Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
New man on the mound for Trenton is right-hander Sonny Fauci. So in this game, three pitchers the Spikes have seen as starters this year have come on for Trenton. Fauci, of course, was chased from the mound after just four batters in his last start against the Spikes, but he has gone back to the bullpen. 14 outings, 6 starts this year, 3-3 record, a 3.79 ERA, 48 strikeouts, a 31 walks in 38 innings. And Fauci will face Parker Cadu here. Cadu is a lefty. Fauci a righty. Rodriguez was a righty as well, but Adonis Smith, I think, likes the matchup. Rodriguez goes an inning and two-thirds. No runs against him so far, but he is responsible for both runners on base. He did not allow a hit, did walk three batters, struck out four. And 37 pitches, 20 for strikes. As Parker Cadu now will step in. 3-2 lead for the Spikes here in the top of the seventh. State College only with three hits in the game, but the Thunder have just one. And Trenton has the lone error tonight. Cadu again is 0 for 2 of the walk. He has scored a run. In the left-handed batter's box. First and second, two gone. Fauci pitching out of the stretch with men on, and there go the runners. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. The throw to third is knocked down by Battipaglia, but it slips behind him. Pound digs for home, and he'll make it. Into third is Castro, and the Spikes expand the lead to 4-2. The double steal works to perfection. Pound will get the steal of third. Castro the steal of second, and I believe that'll be the second Trenton error of the game to score the run. It will be. So now a 1-0 count, fastball at 96. Might be the heat that brought Fauci into the game, but as the Spikes bringing the heat on the base paths. And now with a 1-0 count, runner on third, two outs. The pitch to Cadu is outside for a ball. Here's the set by Fauci. The 2-0. And is outside for a ball, 3-0. Spikes have not really applied the heat much on the base paths in this game, although we did see Pound take second earlier. It's the first time that I might say it was a really aggressive move by Tim Battle in this game. 3-0 to Cadu. He takes it for a strike right down the middle. 3-1 the count. And the 3-1, and Cadu sends this one in the air down the right field line, but it will tail foul into the Trenton bullpen. Three and two, two outs, Castro leads off third, Fauci sets, delivers. High and away, ball four. So the walk puts runners at the corners. And now Carmine Lane, the batter. The designated hitter has walked twice tonight. Once with the bases loaded, he is also grounded out. And now it's a 4-2 lead for the Spikes, getting that insurance run they've been looking for. By the way, there is no action in the Spikes bullpen. Nick Cohenstein will probably get the seventh as Cadu takes off of the first pitch, but it's fouled away first base side. 0-1. And the next offering, breaking ball, tapped off the plate, but with backspin, it goes to the backstop. Two strikes to Lane. And that pitch tapped foul, third base side. Still 0-2. Two strikes, two outs. Cadu at first, Castro at third. Fauci sets the pitch. That's fouled away third base side again, and that deflected off of Reeder. Still 0-2. Reeder just dips back down, grabs at the dirt, tosses some away. Mostly turf is right now around the home plate area. But it remains an 0-2 count, though this is the fifth pitch of the at-bat. Fauci sets. Delivers. Cadu takes off. The breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. So Fauci records the strikeout, but the spike score. A run without the benefit of a hit. One big error. And one runner, rather two runners left on base. Time to stretch here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. 4-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the seventh inning, and Nick Hohenstein back on the mound for the Spikes. Hohenstein, in his first six innings, has thrown 89 pitches, 54 strikes. He's gone over 100 pitches a couple of times as a Spike. In fact, in his last outing, which was against West Virginia, well, he was limited to 72 pitches in five innings in that one, but his last time facing the Thunder, he went 103. In a no decision, but it will be Hunter Durow, Pete DeRocher, and Jake Simons due up the 5-6-7 hitters for Trenton here in the bottom of the seventh. Spikes leading 4-2. Hunter Durow leading it off for Trenton here in the bottom of the seventh. And the pitch, lifted in the air, deep to left field, but this is playable for Caleb Hill. Stays in the yard. Hill makes the catch on the warning track. One away. DeRoe gave it a ride, but not quite far enough. It is 330 feet down the lines here. 407 to dead center. Pretty symmetrical here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Pete DeRocher now up. 0 for 2 with a pair of pop-ups to second baseman Parker Cadu. And that pitch is popped up right side of the infield. This could be a hat trick for Cadu. He's posted underneath it, makes the catch on the edge of the infield grass. Two down as Hohenstein has now set down six straight batters. This is the fourth. All right, check that. This is the third different time he has retired six or more consecutive batters. Jesse Fontebowa now checks in as a pinch hitter. Fontebowa, the former Spike, has not played in this series. He, like Jake Simons, a right-handed hitter. Simons went 0 for 1 with a walk and scored a run. And the first pitch to Fontebowa is a fastball for a strike at the knees. Fontebowa this season has hit 271 for the Thunder as he sails the 0-1 pitch foul, first base side, 0-2. 422 on base percentage, however. Eight doubles, a home run, nine RBIs in 26 games. Here is the windup in the 0-2 from Hohenstein with two outs and the bases empty. Bottom of the seventh, it's a breaking ball outside. Fontebowa does not chase. So Fontebowa pinch hitting here in the seventh inning. Trenton has had just one hit in the game. A fastball upstairs. 2-2. Chase Englehart's two-run double to the left center field gap in the third is the only tally in the hit column for the Thunder. 2-2. That is fouled into the netting above the Trenton dugout. Count remains the same. And the pitch called strike three. Inning over. Eight strikeouts for Nick Hohenstein tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Seven straight retired by Nick Hohenstein. He's at 96 pitches, 59 for strikes. Probably the end of the line for him, but what an outing he had tonight, holding Trenton to just one hit over seven innings. 4-2 Spikes as we go to the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck apiece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
Into the eighth inning, Sonny Fauci remains on the mound for Trenton. As State College leads it 4-2 Austin Ball, Grant Norris, Caleb Hill, 5-6-7 batters due up. West Virginia was leading Frederick, but the Keys have surged and now have a 6-4 lead in the top of the ninth, which is welcome news for the Thunder. Were they to lose and West Virginia win tonight, it would be a tie at the top of the MLB Draft League standings. Instead, the Keys, with a 5-run eighth inning, have taken the lead as they, and now the ball game's over. They record three outs in the ninth. So Frederick defeats West Virginia 6-4 as the first pitch from Fauci to Austin Ball is a strike at the knees. Austin 1-for-3 with a double tonight. Fauci came on, recorded the last out of the seventh, but not before the Spikes' fourth run of the game scored on an error. And the pitch. That is low and away, ball two. And the next offering is fouled away, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, breaking ball, sweeps inside, but too far inside. 3-2 to Austin. Four runs, three hits, no errors for the Spikes. They scored a run without the benefit of a hit in the seventh. Three walks in the error, plus three stolen bases in the inning. And the payoff pitch swung on and missed strike three. So that is the second strikeout for Fauci. That's the 11th strikeout of the game for Trenton pitching. Meanwhile, Nick Hohenstein, seven strong innings tonight. Only one hit allowed, and he only yielded three walks as well. Eight strikeouts. Two runs against him, Bo Thurn, but he is poised right now. The Spikes leading 4-2 to be the pitcher of record in this one. 1-0 to Grant Norris, 1-for-3 with a two-run double in the first inning. Spike scored three runs in the first. Trenton with two in the third in response, and the Spikes tacked another one on in the seventh. One ball, one strike. Fauci to the plate. Upstairs a ball, 2-1. Boomer is parachuting down some items from the suite level to the fans in front of us. And this is the Trenton Boomer, not the Williamsport Boomer, who we will see tomorrow afternoon as Steve Jones rejoins the broadcast as well. Two balls and a strike from Fauci. And a grounder back through the middle into center field, a base hit. Grant Norris with his second hit of the evening. Now a man aboard with one out for Caleb Hill. Hill playing left field tonight, 0-for-3. And Hill tracing with his bat on the first base side. Now into the left-handed box. And the pitch. That's a ball. Fastball misses. 94 miles an hour, 1-0. Fauci looks in for the sign, gets it. Sets to the midsection. The 1-0. That's a strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Grant Norris, of course, did have a key steal last night, helped generate a crucial run. He made a 3-1 game, 3-2, and enabled the Spikes to tie the game in the sixth, do it again in the seventh. And the pitch homeward. That's fouled back to the screen. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. There goes Norris. The breaking ball swung on a miss. Strike three. Throw down to second. Not in time. Tag was applied, but Norris's right foot gets in there ahead of the tag, says Ben DiCostanzo. And Norris with another stolen base, his second in as many nights. It is the Spikes' fourth steal of the night, all of them coming in the last two innings. And with two down after the strikeout, here's T.J. Pound, who walked, stole second, took third as the front end of a double steal and scored on an error on the same play. It was an E2 assessed to Chris Reeder. The second error of the night, and it makes the run, which is charged to Alec Rodriguez, unearned. And the pitch called strike on the inside corner. So Rodriguez goes an inning and two-thirds. No hits, one run, no earned runs, three walks, four strikeouts, 37 pitches. 20 for strikes. And the offering. That is low for a ball, 1-1. The set by Fauci. Norris in scoring position with two outs. The pitch. That is a strike, dropped in the breaking ball. 1-2, the count to Pound. 4-2 Spikes in the top of the eighth inning. And there is action in the Spikes bullpen. Pause for the time being, but Nick Hohenstein outstanding in seven innings of work. Set by Fauci. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball low and away, 2-2. Here's the set. And the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball lifted foul. First base side into the upper level of seats that way. Still 2-2 to Pound. Tomorrow afternoon, 1:05 game time. Steve Jones and I will be on with you at 12:50. Then the home finale Tuesday night. Fireworks after the game. Dollar Dog Night. With a T-shirt giveaway to the first 500 fans presented by McClure Company and a special appearance by Ace Baldwin Jr. Your last chance to enjoy the fun, affordable family entertainment of the Spikes game. The last vestige of summer in Happy Valley is Tuesday night, 6:35. And then we'll finish the regular season at Williamsport Wednesday night, 6:35. 3-2 swung on him is strike three. Fauci strikes out the side in the eighth. One hit. But one runner left on base for the Spikes. 7.5 gone. It's still State College 4, Trenton 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Well, into the bottom of the eighth inning, and Nick Hohenstein will stay on the mound for the Spikes. Hohenstein, in his first seven innings with 97 pitches, 60 for strikes. But I think the theory is he is pitching as strong as he has. He has retired the last seven batters of the game. He's set down six or more on three separate occasions tonight. And even though he's in 97 pitches now, there's only three games left in the season. He's not going to get another opportunity. Again, the Spikes, I don't know for sure if they're 100% out yet. But in all likelihood, their chances to win the second half have evaporated. So he will not make another start this season, so why not ride him? 0-1. Breaking ball, strike on the inner half. It's 0-2 to Chris Reeder. The Trenton catcher's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. And that pitch, a breaking ball down and in, Reeder lays off. One ball, two strikes. Hohenstein gets the sign from Jackson. And the pitch. Fastball high and away. Still at 90 miles an hour, but now the count 2-2. And the pitch. That is ruled a ball. 3-2 the count. Here's the windup, payoff pitch. Lined into left field, a base hit, and this will roll toward the wall. Around first is Reeder, and he'll make second with a leadoff double in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ian Battipaglia, the number nine hitter, stepping up. Braden Collette, who last appeared for the Spikes last night, but threw just six pitches in a perfect inning. Warming up in the bullpen. And into the right-handed box, and Hohenstein will face him. Reeder leads off second, a turn towards second, fake on the throw, nobody covering. 4-2 Spikes here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and time called by Manny Jackson. He trots out to the mound to have a chat with Nick Hohenstein. A look to second, the pitch homeward. Breaking ball slices down the heart of the plate for his strike. 0-1. Nick Hohenstein now up to 104 pitches tonight, 64 for strikes. And the 0-1. Breaking ball fades in for strike two. The double by Reeder, the second hit of the night. Both of them have been doubles for the Thunder. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Put him away with a fastball. And that's nine strikeouts tonight for Nick Hohenstein. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Back to the top of the order now, and Ryan Vogel. They're going to leave Nick out there. Well, Collette is still warming in the Spikes bullpen. It'll be interesting to see if maybe he gets the call for the ninth inning, if Nick can finish out the eighth. Well, the first pitch swung on, lifted in the air, center field coming in on it. Castro makes the catch. No attempt at a tag by Reeder, and two away, and that plays right into the Spikes' hands. And I'll tell you this, I would not be surprised if Chase Engelhard swings with the first pitch and keeps it in the field of play. I wouldn't be surprised to see Nick Cohenstein come try to finish it off. Again, this is his last start, his last outing for the Spikes here in 2024, and he is going out with a bang. The two runs of the third inning, the only runs against him. He has gone 7 2/3 so far, and he faces Engelhard, who drove in those runs. But Engelhard swings with the first pitch, lifts it to right field. Rocaforte's there, puts it away. And after allowing the leadoff double to Reeder here in the eighth, Hohenstein mows down the Thunder in order after that. One hit, one runner left on base. Nick Hohenstein, well-deserved accolades from his teammates as he heads into the dugout. The Spikes still out in front, 4-2, and one more chance at the plate to add to that lead when we return for the ninth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes, and so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on like
lightning. Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Sonny Fauci back on in relief for Trenton here in the ninth inning. Manny Jackson, Sebastian Castro, Austin Rocaforte, 9-1 and 2 batters due up for the Spikes. We're leading at 4-2. Identical totals in the hit column, but Trenton with a pair of errors, one of which played a role in a Spikes run scoring on the double steal in the seventh inning. Pitch outside, upstairs to Jackson, 1-0. Next offering is outside, ball 2. 93 on the fastball from Fauci. Manny 0 for 3 so far tonight. Doing the catching this evening, first time in a while for him, Josh Spiegel. A well-deserved rest. He had caught the last four games for State College. The 2-0. That is a call to strike. 2-1. Same was around the knees. Again, we don't have access to the TrackMan data tonight, but we do have the game day data, which is fed from it. Well, no, that was borderline. That was around the knees. 2-1. I unduly scoffed that time. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. 93 on the fastball. It is 2-2. And the pitch. That is down and in for ball 3-2. Interesting fact, Spikes have never had a 9-inning complete game in their history, dating back to 2006. There have been complete games, They've all been in rain-shortened affairs or seven-inning contests. Never has there been a nine-inning complete game. The Cohensteins pitched the first eight. In fact, I think the eight ties a Spikes record. Pitches a ball outside, ball four. So Manny Jackson aboard. And now Sebastian Castro to the plate. Fauci, pitching out of the bullpen, has thrown 38 pitches. Rodriguez with 37. I'm wondering if he got the hook, if part of the reason he got the hook in the seventh, even though he had been pitching well, as Castro swings at the first pitch and fouls at third base side. I think Adonis Smith is trying to arrange his bullpen and his rotation for the final three games of the regular season where they will go to Frederick and then perhaps the championship game on Thursday. 0-1. That's a strike on the outer edge, 0-2. And Fauci very definitely a member of the bullpen now. He was the MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week for the opening week of the second half. But he is going to finish this one out, it looks like, as the 0-2 fastball high and away, 1-2. Fauci sets. 4-2 Spikes, top of the ninth. Pitch homeward. Breaking ball sails high. Nice job by Reeder to pull that in. 2-2. And the pitch. Low for a ball, and the count is full. So it went from 0-2 on Castro to now 3-2. Jackson leading off first after the leadoff walk here in the ninth inning. Durow holding him on. Fauci delivers. Swung on him, is strike three, and the bat goes sailing into the Trenton dugout and actually hooks on the netting above it before falling down onto the dugout floor, and John Chacon will be the one to return it to Sebastian Castro. That is the fifth strikeout for Fauci. All five of the outs he has recorded in this game have been via the K. But an interesting diversion on that one as the bat went sailing into the dugout on the swinging strike three. Jackson remains at first, one out in the ninth, and Austin Rocaforte, the batter, 1-for-4 with a run scored. The first pitch, breaking ball, strike on the outer edge. 0-1 to Rocaforte. One gone here in the top of the ninth. And the pitch, lifted in the air, left field, playable for O'Reilly, who's back on it, makes the catch. Jackson went halfway, he'll retreat to first. Two down. In the bottom of the ninth, it'll be the 3-4-5 hitters due up for Trenton. Jack O'Reilly, Andy Blake, and Hunter Durow. Meanwhile, there is right-handed action, and it is, again, Collette warming up in the Spikes bullpen. We'll see if Hohenstein gets the call. He's thrown 108 pitches in eight innings, and meanwhile, Adonis Smith is headed out to the mound as Sonny Fauci with a big hug for Chris Reeder. Accepts the congratulations of his teammates, and he should probably get a nice ovation from the crowd here in Trenton as well, as Adonis Smith will take the baseball and make the switch here with two down in the top of the ninth inning. And Fauci does get a nice round of applause from the crowd here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark as he exits. And it'll be a new man on the mound for the Thunder here in the top of the ninth. Runner on first, two outs. We have the identity of the new Trenton pitcher as well as the rest of the ninth inning for you after this call to the bullpen on the Spiked Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The new pitcher on the mound for Trenton is Antonio Escano, a native of the Dominican Republic, but played his college ball at Southeastern University down in Florida. Escano, 6'2", 220 pounds. He is 24 years of age. And Escano this season played in both halves of the year for the Thunder. 0-1 record, a 1.93 ERA in 8 total appearances, 2 holds to his credit, 9 and a third total innings. He has allowed 2 runs, both earned on 6 hits, 10 strikeouts to 3 walks, 3 hit batsmen, a 188 batting average, and he's got some fans down in front of us here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Parker Cadu will be on here. He has been the second baseman throughout the night, 0-for-2 with a pair of walks. Manny Jackson's at first, 2 gone top of the ninth, Spikes leading 4-2. So one more out to work with here, and then trying to get 3 outs in the bottom of the ninth to put away this victory, end this series on a high note, and keep Trenton just 1 game ahead of West Virginia with 3 to play in the MLB Draft League regular season. The 1-0, that's fouled to the backstop, 1-1 the count. Now the pitch, that pops out of the mitt of Reeder, and Jackson moves up to second. Two and one the count. That pitch was high and away, but it'll be a passed ball to move him up. And now Jackson in scoring position for Cadu. 2-1 the count. Escano delivers. High fastball swung on and missed. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A set by Escano. A look to second. The pitch called strike 3 on the outer half. So Escano with a strikeout. But the top of the ninth is over. 3 more outs separate the Spikes from victory, and it will be Braden Collette coming on to the mound for the Spikes to finish it out. And we will have that bottom of the ninth for you right after this. Spikes up 2 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
is the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, OneStop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth inning here at Midler Field, or rather at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. We'll be back at Midler Field at Lebrano Park on Tuesday night. But Nick Hohenstein was absolutely outstanding for the Spikes this evening. Eight innings, the longest outing for a Spikes pitcher this year. He allows two hits, two runs, two earned, three walks, nine strikeouts, 108 pitches, 68 of them for strikes. And Braden Collette, the right-hander out of Southern Union State Community College, by way of the Royal Oak Leprechauns, is on to try to finish this one out. Spikes up 4-2. Collette making his sixth appearance, no record, a 1.8 ERA, one hold to his credit. He is 0-for-1 in saves, although a misplayed ball, even though it wasn't an error, factored in that. Five innings, one run against him, three hits, five strikeouts, three walks, a 188 opponent's batting average, and his first pitch of the bottom of the ninth is up and in to Jack O'Reilly for ball one. O'Reilly is 0-for-3. Ground out in the first, strikeout in the third, strikeout in the sixth. Collette sets. And the 1-0. That's fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Here's the set. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled away, right side. 1-2. Here's the set. Another 1-2. Breaking ball floats outside. 2-2 the count. O'Reilly laid off. Four runs, four hits, no errors for State College. Two runs, two hits, two errors for Trenton. Three-run first inning for the Spikes. They staked Nick Hohenstein to the lead. He did not look back. And the 2-2. Breaking ball low. 3-2 the count. Tomorrow, we anticipate Chris Shaw on the mound in Williamsport for the Labor Day afternoon matchup. On the air with you for Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health at 12:50, a 1:05 game time, and the fastball down and in ball four. A leadoff walk here in the ninth. Manny Jackson remains in the game at catcher. In fact, the defense has been the same throughout tonight's contest. Austin Ball at first, Parker Cadu at second, T.J. Pound at short, Grant Norris at third. Outfield, Caleb Hill in left, Sebastian Castro in center, and Austin Rocaforte in right. And here is Andy Blank, the shortstop, who has grounded out twice to third base, popped out to second. Collette delivers. Fastball in tight at the letters. Ball one. Blake limboed out of the way of that one. One ball and no strikes. Collette to the plate. Fastball outside. 2-0. Here's the set. the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1. Ground around to short. Taken by Pound. Underhand to second for one. Cadu on to first. Double play. 6-4-3. And the Spikes are one out away from victory. The 34th double play they've turned on the ground this year. And Hunter Duroe is the last chance for Trenton.
Your first baseman, number 32, Hunter Duroe.
Duroe has fouled out to first, grounded out to third, and flied out to left tonight. And what a sterling bounce back for the Spikes. Five-game losing streak looks to be going by the wayside. Might be a little too late for their postseason hopes, but Spikes are still going to be a factor in determining who may well go on to the MLB Draft League Championship game Thursday. The site will be Williamsport. Spikes will be there tomorrow and Wednesday, hosting the Crosscutters Tuesday night in the home finale. The 0-1 to Duroe, a breaking ball for a strike on the inner half. Oh, and 2 the count. Thunder fans encouraged to get into it. Collette with the slow motion to the mound and a ball. Looked like that was right on the inner half of the plate. Collette. He's responding to somebody on the Trenton side. He's taking a peek over a few times. Outside a ball, I guess. 1-2. Faster motion, a called strike 3 at the knees this time. And Collette with a parting word for the Trenton side. As the Spikes take the finale of this three-game series by the score of 4-2. We'll wrap it up from Trenton Thunder Ballpark right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes.